Yeah, I mean, hey, if we're gonna gripe about TV show endings, why not record it, sir, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, spoilers for whoever has watched The Boys. That's what started this. It's just a master. It's like a master class in, like, letdown. Just, ne I've never seen that before. The first few seasons were so good, and then.
Oh, well, the only one that I can think of that did it, this was one where I actually liked the ending, but the middle was, oh boy, the Umbrella Academy.
I'm looking on my phone. I saw a meme of people putting their swords over a table, and it goes, we added a new member to the awful ending of a show, and Umbrella Academy was in there. It's one of the shows. I can't find it. I was gonna send it to you.
That's kind of funny. Like, I thought it was fine. I thought it was a fine ending for what the, because when you get into those dumb paradox, time paradox things, like, there's no good way to get out, in my opinion. And they got out about as good as you're going to get.
Well, I think that got cut
What?
short for some reason.
Which is, yeah, they're just like, well, we need to die so this event doesn't happen again. And it's just like, okay, yep, cool. Yeah, so I guess spoiler alert in that department if you haven't watched the end of Umbrella
No.
Academy that's been out multiple years now.
Yeah, what's the duration on spoilers? Like
I have no idea
a
now, because that's
year?
it. I am kind of interested to see when, because I know that, like, it wasn't one of those things either. Like, we had disliked the third, maybe parts of the second season, and definitely the third season. And I was just like, I don't know. I was like, I just kind of want to finish it. And I'm just like, oh, you know what? I ended up enjoying this. Like, is it anything to write home about? No. No, it wasn't really.
Yeah,
But
I can't find it.
I still, I still enjoyed the ending, I'll admit. And yeah, it says 19 to 24.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
Because
and
I
I
know.
have no idea how much it bears resemblance to its comic book counterpart
I never
either.
read the comics, so I don't know. But it's like I think they're one of the shows that got affected by COVID, and I think the writer's strike as well. I think that may be why it ended. They were like, oh, never mind. Like, this is just off the rails now, which sucks. But no, it's like going into, I don't think we talked off air about it, but yeah, going into like this last season of The Boys was awful. And it was already starting to get long in the tooth last year because they just lost focus. And
Oh.
the whole point was the boys are trying to kill Homelander, the end. That's it. And they just kept throwing all this other stuff in the middle. It's like you lost the plot where Billy Butcher and Homelander were finally going to fight. Well, then all of a sudden, the last episode this year, spoilers, guys, if you didn't see the commercials, they fight finally. Out of the blue. Like, okay. Without seeing it or giving anything away, the whole thing, it's just so compressed. Hey, we got a plan.
No.
All right, plan works. Not one goddamn plan has worked the entire show. And this one goes off without a hit. Like, okay, whatever. And then they try to do, like, the famous Lord of the Rings ending, Return of the King, where the last hour was cleaning everything up. They're
Oh,
shutting
yeah.
everything down. They try to do that in like 10 minutes. I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's a tight time frame to try and wrap up.
Yeah.
How many seasons was it?
Five.
Yeah.
And they just pack so
Trying
much
to squeeze
garbage
that
into it.
all into an hour, like some big fight and then
It wasn't that, and the problem is,
not
it's not,
retrospective or what, how,
yeah.
what term is that?
I guess it'd be an
Since it's
epilogue.
in the, yeah, epilogue, yeah.
But everything's so fast, nothing sits. So like, even people dying didn't matter. It was just like, we gotta get to the next thing, gotta get to the next thing. Come on, come on. Like, it's Amazon. We need some more money. Like, what are we doing? I guess it was Sony, but Amazon pays them. So, but yeah, it's just like, I don't know what it, I still, I don't know. Game of Thrones' problem is they packed in that last season, 4 seasons worth of stuff, and it became repetitive. So,
I was always one to argue with that one that I could see how you could get there it, storytelling wise, but because they cut back from like 16 episodes to 10 or something for that season, it's just it, and they didn't really lengthen the episodes enough to make up for the less episodes, because some of these shows are just like, oh, okay, so we're only making 12 of these, so we're gonna do like a buck 25 instead of, 45 or something like that. And yeah, they didn't really do that. And yeah, like I said, like I feel like I could see how you could get to where they got to, but there was stuff cut out and missing that was connective tissue.
Well, remember in the beginning of Game of Thrones, it took you all season to get somewhere. Hey, we're leaving the North. We're going to King's Landing. 5 episodes into the season, they finally get to King's Landing. And at the
Oh.
end, it was like, all right, we're gonna go fight the White Walkers. Okay, we're there. What? And even the dragons, like all of a sudden the dragons just show up and you're like, how fast are these things? And like I like what's her name? Daenerys
Yeah.
turning evil.
I was less worried about the dragons and more worried about, I'm like, man, do the ships move as fast as the dragons? Like
Yeah, with the dragons pulling the ships. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they
Yeah.
needed to be sled dogs if those ships were going to be going that
Yeah, those show creators just screwed everybody. Because they bolted that show because they had a Star Wars deal, I think. And then that Star Wars deal got yanked, and then I guess they got a Netflix deal for something. But it's like, what are you doing? I mean, I guess you're bored, but I don't know, man. I don't think I'd get bored being able to play in a sandbox like that, and then also, being bored while millions of dollars keep entering my bank account. Just saying. But yeah, that we already talked with Walking Dead. It's just that show was going downhill anyways.
oh yeah. Yeah,
I
that
know there's.
I tapped out long before that was over.
Yeah, I know Sopranos, the last season wasn't that good. And I know everyone concentrates on the last episode, how it ended, and it's just like, yeah, but it was like it kind of fits with the whole rest of that series. I mean, or that season. I mean, underwhelming. So.
Yeah, that was one where I think that's when I forget how far I watched in Sopranos. And just because I heard enough about the ending, I've never really like felt the need to go back and watch, like, 'cause I think I did only miss like the last season or maybe the last two seasons of that. 'Cause how many seasons did that one have?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, because they took a long time in between, like two of them near the end. But yeah, I'm something like I know, like perfect endings was Scrubs.
Six seasons.
Okay, but it's like Scrubs had
Yeah.
the perfect ending, and I've not watched that new season yet. I don't
Oh.
like yeah, MASH's was pretty good. But God, that's old. No one even remembers. No one
Oh
remembers that show, so it doesn't matter.
my gosh. Yeah, there was some discussion at the office about Captain Kangaroo recently. And
Why? Captain Kangaroo?
Let's the word kangaroo popped into our lives for reasons
Oh.
that I will not discuss
Oh, okay.
on this show here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, ended up talking about Captain Kangaroo this week, and one person was shocked to find out that I was familiar with that show, and I'm like, yeah, I'm old enough to know what that show is, sir. Thank you very much.
What did Captain K? I remember that show. I remember what he looks like. What did he do? I don't even remember. Because Mr. Rogers, had the sweater, had the weird not weird, but it had like the Playland thing with the train and all that stuff. What the hell did Captain Kangaroo do? Because he wasn't a real captain, right?
Aired weekday mornings on TV for 29 years from 55 to 84.
Wow. Yeah.
Captain Kangaroo, the warm relationship between grandparents and children is what the vibe was they were going for. They don't show structure. The captain, the name Kangaroo came from bigger pockets in his coat, would perform storytelling, meet guests, and indulge in silly stunts with regular characters, both human and puppet.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever seen the show.
This was definitely a watch. It would have obviously been at the tail end. And of course Nipsey Russell was on the show
Yeah, all
because
right, you're on Wikipedia as well.
yes,
Yep.
sir. Yeah, I would not have necessarily remembered
What a
him
cool name.
it being in the cat, but I definitely remember because Captain Kangaroo has the yeah. Hey, he had kind of that back in the day bowl cut
Yes, oh
there.
yeah, he did. Although some of these old pictures of him, like, I don't know, I guess he did have it all the way back then. I remember the moose. That's right. He had a moose puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the old picture with whatever this is. It a giant mouse or rat or something? Oh, is it? That's a bear. Dancing bear, bunny rat. Jesus. I love those old pup, like those old, not puppets. Well, I guess those too. But like the costuming, like some of those old stuff it wasn't on purpose. Creepy as hell. Just creepy. And that's supposed to be a bear. Okay. So, all right. So Captain Kangaroo.
yep. I don't know if it had a perfect ending or not.
Well, it
I
ended.
cannot.
We know that much.
It did end.
I think Mr. Rogers, didn't he put his sweater on for the last time and like close the door or something?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Cheers did that too, because they Cheers had the ending where the guy tried getting in and Sam said they were closed. And then, wow, it's really raining here, which is I know kind of like okay, but it hasn't rained in 3 weeks. Wow, cool. Everything's gonna flood. So, well, yeah. I don't know. But ending a show shouldn't be that hard. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it does seem like it's a harder of a task than it needs to be for
Yeah.
whatever reason. That's why wrestling is smart. They have avoided endings altogether.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I
Just
guess certain events,
an
yeah. So,
ongoing circus.
yes. Well, which circus do you want to start with, or do we start with the news outside? Good God.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Ludwig Kaiser.
Man.
It seems like from all information now gathered that I feel like he's going to be able to get to his AAA booking this week.
Well, they
But
canceled an event today, so. But I mean, of course they did. So,
yeah, today is unsurprising that he needed to deal with some stuff because evidently him and his woman were too aggressively making out in an elevator in public.
well, that's being contradicted now, by the way. So,
Oh, is it now?
yes. So go ahead and finish, and I've got the. There's new details as well. And if this is true, I'm on his side. So, but
Well, I mean,
I'm always on the side of the guy that's like, well, you don't want none, don't start none. So It's that easy.
Yeah, it sounds like we're gonna end up with the same opinion here, even if there's differing news. But yeah, that's the last story that I had seen, is that
Okay.
they were him and the girlfriend were making out too aggressively. Someone else in the elevator took offense to said happening, and Ludwig Kaiser decided to pop him one for lipping off to him. And hey, that's completely acceptable by me. What is your acceptable
Right.
reasoning here?
So there's somebody named Raj Giri. I don't know if that's if I should know who that is or
Oh,
not.
yes. I believe he's on one of the longer term wrestling
Oh, okay.
sites like .net, or yeah, like the
Okay.
Torch and that kind of thing.
All right.
I
It's
can't
a
remember which one.
his ex post said this is what he's heard. He was in the apartment elevator with Andrea Bizarte, sure, and they were being affectionate. Oh, it's his girlfriend. Okay, but nothing crazy or out of the ordinary. Then Reap, whoever this the guy who's pressed the charges, allegedly didn't say anything in the elevator, and this is what I'm talking about. But once he got out on the 12th floor, he allegedly said something to Kaiser to the effect of, "You need to show some effing respect before I call ICE on that bitch." Kaiser got out of the elevator. They had a scuffle. No punches were thrown, though. Listen, this is the kind of shit that drives me crazy. You didn't have to say anything. Okay, but if you wanted to say something, just be like, "Hey, guys, can you tone it down? I'm like standing right here." You know? Or I'm gonna pull my dick out. So you got two choices. But
That would be an interesting threat.
yeah, how about that? And then, well, if you're gonna make a display of stuff. But so this kind of contradicts what was said earlier, what this guy is saying. Now there is security footage of it, so I guess we'll see. But if you're not going to say something, guys, can you tone it down? Like, be like, I know it's awkward, and if they're making out pretty aggressively, it's kind of rude,
Yes.
but.
It's slightly rude. It would not be, if it was only the three of us in the elevator, it would not be the most offensive thing I've seen in an
Yeah, I'm just
elevator,
pulling my
though.
dick out, like, hey, if you're putting on a show, I'm right here, man. But
Yeah, I'm going to
yeah,
assume that his girlfriend is on the attractive side. I am unfamiliar
oh, you're
with
not
her.
watching AAA, are you?
I am not.
Okay, so his girlfriend is one of the interview people, so they basically tell you who El Grande Americano is, because the OG Americano got her fired, and he
Okay.
because he signed Kaiser signed the contract for the mask versus mask match and didn't read it all the way through, and it said if he signs this then she's got to go. So OG tricked him, and the crowd was hot too.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, okay. Like, they're not even pretending that people don't know who it is. But I guess you gotta know better as well. You gotta understand your position, and that you got your actions are gonna have some sort of consequences. But I don't know, man. But that, like, saying stuff like that, I mean, calling your girlfriend or wife a bitch, and saying you're gonna call ICE on her, like, okay, I've had enough of this nonsense. And maybe he's had enough of it too. This is just like final straw.
Like it's definitely one of those I don't blame him. I'm not surprised that there's at least some type of consequence. And if there is any video and he didn't really throw a punch or really harm the guy, like nothing's really gonna come of this. You know what I mean? Even if he did pop him a good one, as long as he didn't bludgeon him and
Yeah.
like continue an assault for entirely too long,
Yeah.
I just doubt that anything truly ends up coming of this.
Yeah, 'cause I don't know. I don't know
Because
who his boss is. Because Taker's the one that books everything for Mexico. And you know Taker's not going to be like, man, what are you doing? He's like, well, he disrespected him. I go, ugh. Well, all right. Then Triple H finds out. You know, it's like, well, you know, like, I don't know. If this is what happened, yeah, cool. Go have your match. But I guess he's got to be able to travel first. That's the big issue. He may be out of trade. He may not be able to travel to Mexico. He's got to figure it out by next weekend too.
I still have a feeling that that is not going to be a real valid concern.
Well, it's Florida. Who the hell knows? You know, you would think in a state where you're just allowed to shoot somebody for standing you stand your ground, that you'd be like, oh yeah, this guy can go. But you know, I'm on TV every week, right? You know that my company can very easily find me if I need to be found, which I guess he actually flew back from Mexico when he found out and turned himself in.
So
So.
yeah, that's the other part where I'm like, to me, the chances of him being problematic are somewhere in the low, like 5% category.
Yeah, but
Is there a possibility? Yeah, I suppose there is, but if it really wasn't anything, nothing's coming to this.
yeah, I hope not. But it's
So, I
also
mean,
it's a
I don't think they're going to wreck the storyline. I don't know if he is the one planned to lose this.
He better not be. That's a giant mistake if they do. But and the whole storyline's gotten goofy anyways, because down
Even in
there,
Mexico.
yeah, because down there, it's El Grande Americano and the Creed brothers. Okay.
Oh.
And then it's then well no, I'm sorry, it's OG Americano and then it's El Grande with Rio and Bravo. Okay. Well, in the States, now it's the OG Americano with Julio and Bruto. Like, they wear
Yeah.
masks. Like, what are we doing? That's not what happens down south. Yeah. Very odd. Like,
Yeah, that is definitely a choice that, especially after they just showed those highlights.
yes.
It's just like, hold on, why are they wearing masks here and not there? Like, this
I
is,
love that they don't even fit. Like,
I do get a
Brutus
kick.
Creed's is
Yeah,
just,
especially Brutus. He
yeah.
has a big skull, but he also sized that thing up about two head sizes larger than his ginormous cranium.
Yeah. It's funny, those guys. I mean, I know they're not twins, but it's so funny they're brothers. They don't look anything alike. I mean, body type, like height, anything.
You can definitely see it in the
You
face.
think? I'll have to give that a little look, but yeah, it's like body
Yeah.
type and all that. No, I just didn't see it, so I'll have to take a closer look.
Oh no. Yeah, obviously body type is
Yeah.
that is wild. Considering that my brothers and I are at least in a mildly small range.
Yeah. So we had that. I don't know, it's just dumb move, man. It's you gotta know your position and or no, there's no cameras. So, you know, it's you can follow the law, but you gotta, you know, figure out how to bend around it, you know? So come on.
Yeah,
What
well,
generation are we talking about, man?
everywhere there are cameras, so
Very true. Which was another
you
part of the boys that was just hilariously stupid, but it don't matter. So,
know.
what else was going on there? What else? Oh, the rumors of Enzo and Kaz coming back to WWE.
Well, that's it. I mean, I keep on laughing at everyone. They're like, A, that it was floated out there by someone that they're supposedly trying to rebuild the tag division,
Yeah.
And people are like, hey, you just let go of a bunch of good tag teams. And it's just like, I'm sorry. I respect the Motor City Machine Guns for everything that they have done and accomplished. They were not getting much of a pop.
They weren't a good fit for WWE anyways. Like, neither of them were that great at promos. You know, when they allowed them to talk.
They got limited exposure on the mic, and that definitely did not help in any way,
Yeah.
shape, or form. But the
It's just,
yeah,
it's
th
dumb.
them, New Day, and it's just like, I don't know. I mean, maybe they are trying to rebuild, but I mean, I don't know what you do with those teams. Like, even New Day, like, as much as I obviously understand what they contributed when they contributed it, there was nothing to do with them.
Yeah. But they had that really good heel turn and just did nothing with it. But I don't know if that was on them, the writing, or I'm sorry, the writing or the fact that the injuries just wrecked everything. Like the tag division was kind of thin when they turned, if I remember right. So,
Yeah, well,
but
Woods hasn't been able to stay off the shelf.
yeah.
And Kofi's had a couple of problems, I feel like, recently. Maybe nothing too major, but they've definitely had some injuries that derail their last couple of years.
Yeah, and that's, but it's also like, what can you do with them after a while? I mean, there's a certain time where it's like, yeah, it's okay to go. You know, I mean, well, I guess when you're making that much money, it's not okay to go, but you know.
It's a what have you done for me lately kind of scenario, and unfortunately sometimes I don't know how they would have reinvented themselves.
Yeah.
I guess we talk about that kind of often where you kind of throw a wrinkle in there, but I mean, they had been good guy, they had been bad guy, they had been, well, I mean, yeah, started off bad guy, went good guy because of how terrible things were, and then went back heel, came baby face again, went heel again. They really went with everything that they could, and it just I mean, I don't know how many times we've talked about it. Like, it's almost, was that, oh, I guess that was pre Triple H then. But Xavier Woods or Kofi Kingston's singles run just would not seem to be in the cards at right now either.
No, I mean, yeah, like you said, that was before Hunter took over. But yeah, I mean, they had those singles runs. You know, I mean, Kofi Mania was an accident. That was never planned. I mean, that was, you know, he had a great run. People latched onto him, and then the boys in the back were like, "No, this is what we got to do." And then Xavier had his small run where they gave him that King of the Ring win, you know. And that went absolutely nowhere. So,
That did not turn out well for him,
yeah, that
really.
just seemed like a Vince, here's your flower sort of thing. You know? But,
They're like, you've done a great job. We will give you this singles title since you're
yeah.
being so vocal about
Yeah. And that was
it.
it. But saying that they're going to rebuild the tag team division, all right. Well, what are we going to do then? All right, so we got rid of some of the people. That's fine. But
Oh,
who are you going to bring up? Like Hank and Tank? I don't know if they're going to work. And they haven't really been on NXT in a while either, have they?
yeah, they have been, but they keep on being the team that loses to the
Yeah.
other teams because they're like, they went to Japan. They're like, oh, yeah, we got all this great experience. And it seemed like they were going to really re-push them again, and they never really did. And so yeah, they get, because I want to say they lost to Out the Mud recently,
Yeah, I
or
think so.
maybe, yeah, or I was thinking thinking I was about to call them Private Party. Not the Varsity Club. Holy fuck, why do I not remember their
Who are you trying to
name?
think of? I don't even know who you're trying to think of.
The ambiguously gay trio.
Oh, Vanity Project.
Vanity Project.
Yeah, with their odd. I was showing people. Oh no, what's her name? I just.
Maya Lockwood.
We
I
talked about this, I
remember
think.
I remember her name better already than any of Vanity Project,
Yeah,
so.
I can't tell you the other guys' names. I just don't care. But it's
Because
weird.
Jackson Drake is the
That's
head
it.
guy, right?
Yes. He's the only one that might actually do something. The other two just remind me of the Spirit Squad. Now, you can say what you want about them, but, some of them are proven right. But I like that pairing, by the way, putting her with him,
Yes.
because it's just funny. And then she's like proven to be like the toughest one. Like, oh, I remember something like this.
Yeah,
So.
her segment with them where she's just like, they're like, what about Osiris and Cutler? She's like, I got them.
Yeah.
And they're like, but there's two. I got them.
Yeah. And I like how the other two just accepted it. Because
Yeah,
it.
and they just think so. They're like, oh, okay, great,
Yeah.
let's do
Yeah. This was
this.
supposed to be one where the bad guys are like, oh, look at the ugly girl or whatever. Because I was going to say, honestly, I was going to say the fat girl, but she's not.
No, she is ripped.
That's still the weirdest thing. She's ripped everywhere, but then has the chin thing going. Like, I don't know what that is. That.
Yep, I
But
would guess that has something to do with genetics, is what
yeah,
I'm gonna
but
take a
she's,
wild guess.
and the funny thing is she has to keep that because that makes her stand out. I know it sounds pretty stupid, but if she was just like, symmetrical the whole way through, shredded the whole way through, it'd be like, oh, another shredded girl. That's all it'd be in a division full of them. So, I mean, we already got to it, but. Yeah, like in NXT, I guess they could take Out the Mud, try and do something with them. Dark State's down to three. You could just take them. God, could you imagine if like Dark State and Vanity Project ended up on like SmackDown or something? Like right now? Ugh.
I guess it
Yeah.
wouldn't hurt. You could still, obviously they're gonna have Dion Lennox be the head guy here.
Yeah.
I think I do think that maybe this is for the best for Mr. Sugars here,
Yeah, having a group of four
honestly.
like that doesn't usually work out. Not in
Yeah,
NXT, at least.
you can't have two head guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cannot
But
have two head guys, and I feel like Saquon was doing too much talking anyway. They really were kind of clashing, him
yeah.
and Dion Lennox, just it within the context of story writing, like.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, well, they got to do something interesting with them because they're not interesting. And
Oh, yeah.
I give that Cutler, I'm sorry, Cutler James, like, I give him some crap. But then I forgot he was a legitimate Duke wrestler. And it's like, this is what they're doing with this guy? Like, he's the nerdy white guy of the black group? Like, what are we doing here? He should just be a killer like the rest of them. But I guess maybe because he can't act. But like they showed like highlights of his matches, he'd win. He's a monster. Like what? Why are you water? Why? Like, I don't understand. Why would you take athletes like a wrestler especially, and then go, all right, we're going to give you something goofy. Well, Kurt Angle didn't start that way. Like he was oblivious. But then he did funny stuff later. Well, let's not do that with everyone. Like,
There's definitely a line there that you don't want Cutler James looking oblivious at any point.
yeah.
at least for the time being here while
That
we're getting
stupid ass
established.
name. Ugh. I hate that name. You just can't call him James Cutler. So it just sounds like an accountant. But yeah,
Or a
I mean,
pirate.
yeah. Yeah, but NXT this week, I mean, okay. It's still this weird feeling out process. Like, all right, we're gonna
Oh.
do this, we're gonna do this, and you're gonna do this.
Hey. Yep, it's just all the new names or all the names that are kind of coming back to reclaim spots because they lost TV time recently.
Yeah.
Because I feel like what's her name is a little bit in that category, Kalani Jordan.
Yeah, that's what this whole storyline is. Like, yeah, I used to be something. And
Yeah, no one's quite made fun of her for that. Like, yeah, there's a reason you're in the past, Kalani.
well, you, well, part of it is she should probably be on SmackDown or Raw if they're going to go with her. I mean, they had some sort of
Yeah.
faith in her if they gave her the TNA title, for God's sake. You know? So
Yeah, it's always weird how these things work out.
yeah.
I'm not saying that why am I blanking on the name again? I've been terrible on these Thursday
We're
shows with the
rubbing off on
names.
you. That's why.
She's on SmackDown now, JC Jane.
Oh.
I have no problem with her being there, but yeah, like considering that Kalani Jordan essentially did the same thing as JC, it's kind of wild that she's still down there. It's kind of similar to what's his name? Tony D'Angelo. It's just like
Yes.
what did this guy do to d deserve being down here this long when like legitimately everyone else that was in his class is on the main roster now?
Yeah, or at Oblivion. Because like we haven't heard Josh Briggs' name in forever.
Yeah, when did he
He was
come
on a
back?
main episode of Main Event,
He
but he
popped in
lost.
for something
I feel like that was weeks
recently.
ago though, because remember he was a referee, and then that went nowhere. And I think that I honestly think that was it. So, remember they don't
He
usually announce.
challenged. Oh, he had. Oh, yeah. I guess that was the because he was on too. I can just
Yeah.
scroll down to the name.
There's like Brooks
At least for
Jensen was
that
on
one.
a local event here somewhere. Using the name Brooks Jensen, by the way. I thought that was interesting. So I just
Oh.
yeah, but you're right. Like all of them are gone except for him. And it's like, all right,
Oh, yeah.
just get this title off of me and let me go. Let me go. Like, this is stupid. I mean, unless they want him to be like the steadying figure in NXT for right now, but with so many challengers that they're trying to create, I should say. But
Oh,
like,
well, yeah.
was it Mason Rook? He's fine. The look is something. The look is a little off, but
Yeah, I'm with you where the more they show the highlights with the mullet, I'm like, what do we do here, guys?
yes,
Why?
the.
Like, just because I didn't really see him wrestle with that, I just saw the one picture. I'm like, I don't get it, but after seeing him for a couple of weeks on TV, it's just like, yeah, he should have kept that, guys.
Yeah,
Like, what?
I don't get it because like Lizzie Rain, she has the exact same look. I mean, except the name is different, but she has the exact same look. So it's like, why change his? Because I mean, let's just be honest about it. He's not exactly, small, and if you're gonna go with like that, like he reminded me of Bronson Reed when Bronson Reed got there, but taller.
Oh.
And whiter, obviously. But
Yeah,
yeah. So, but
there's
who's the
certain
guy he's
distinguishing
fighting?
features.
Or who's the guy that keeps attacking Tony D and then won a match because he won the tag match? What's his name?
Yeah, Cam Hendricks is
Yeah,
his name.
blah. Next. This guy ain't it. Next. You just get out of the ring. You can just see.
I did not feel like this week went well for him. I know that he won a match. That promo later in the night, I'm like, ooh, like this is
Yeah.
not it, guys. Like,
I like the fact Mason Rook came out and was like, hey, this is garbage. Like, you didn't wait for the next week. You didn't just like, oh, you know, there's that animosity, that unspoken tension between the two. No, he's like, hey, that was bullshit, man. So it's like, oh, well, that's kind of
yeah,
refreshing.
I did enjoy that aspect of things too. Just him immediately calling it out.
Yeah. So I was like, I guess he's the face now. I don't know. So, I mean, the only thing he
And
ever
the
did was a
crowd's
tech.
already chanting around, chanting along for him. So there's only so much you can really call him a heel.
Yeah, but like the I so like they're just putting those new guys up. The Birthright, I just please leave. Every time they're on, it's just cringe. Like Vanity Project, you're like, all right, these are young guys. I don't like them, but I want to see them get beat up. Birthright, just leave. I don't care. I just don't care.
it's really wild
And I mean, how many times is
what
Charlie Dempsey going to challenge somebody and lose? You know? Like, all right.
oh yeah, I'm just like, oh, Charlie's throwing out challenges here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I was like, yeah, he does not ever learn.
No, and that's the problem. Like the what was it? The not the Ren QC, but whatever it used to be called. Yeah,
NQCC.
that was it. And it's like everyone just takes off. And he's like, all right, I'm out of a group now. Well, now I'm back in a group. All right. Just shuffling your feet on the same parallel, man. So
Yeah, and it's not like it's gotten them a lot more TV time. Like, it's not really done them any favors other than being together and being able to call themselves a name.
Yeah, but with a group with the way they looked, like they would never talk outside of wrestling. Like they'd never talk as friends. You're like, what is all this stuff? Charlie Dempsey looked like he talked to anybody anyways, just the way he acts. But yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, like the show, I don't know. I just watched. Didn't have any feeling towards anything. Like, well, all right, that's not true. Who's the sheep herder guy? What the hell is it? Tristan Jones? Tristan Angels?
Angels.
That guy rules. I like him. He's got a pretty solid physique. Like he's a lot bigger than I thought he was. And the match was good. And I'm like, all right, this guy's got personality. And
Yeah,
then, I mean,
Romeo Moreno was his opponent here.
yeah, sure. And Wait, because yeah, Romeo Marino, that was he was seconded by Noam Dar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Like I'm happy Noam Dar's healthy again, but
Well, it's even weird when Noam Dar is putting it out on TV. He's like, I feel really weird here. I feel like I've lost a step compared to the rest of NXT. And I'm like, because you have.
yeah. I mean, all of his group is gone. Lash is on SmackDown, one's on TNA, and the other, Ora Mensah, was taking indie bookings, but I haven't seen anything from him lately. So I don't know.
Oh.
Was it Tahuti Miles? Is that his real name? Something like
No,
that.
that was, who was the black guy that I'm trying to think what his WWE name was, because he was always trying to be the suave black guy and hitting on the ladies with ropes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Yep.
Him. And there's a
This
reason. So,
has been really terrible.
well, but
This
it's also
show each
guys
and
that are
every week
gone.
just
So,
terrible.
It's like once they're
Uh,
purged, like was it Idris Enofe and what was his partner's name?
Idris Elba.
No, Idris Elba's an actor. I was like, wait, don't. No, I was actually going for real. Don't start messing names up, man. We're not getting names right this week. Yeah.
and no, Blade.
Malik Blade.
Malik Blade.
Yeah. Like, they're both gone. So it's just
Yes.
like, okay. So it's the same standard rule. If they're around for a while, I'll start learning your name. But right now,
Yeah,
there's
you already learned Tristan Angels, so he's
because
good
he
to go.
stands out. And then like and then have this po all right, the posh 40th generation sheep shearer going against Shiloh Hill. Like, it's perfect. You got the swamp guy and then the suave guy. Like, okay, this just fell in their lap. And
Yep. You got hillbilly versus city folk written all
yeah.
over this one.
But like weird stalkers of the hillbilly. Oh, you don't know how to find her? What? Okay. So like Shiloh Hill, he's another one. Just stand out. That's why we remember his name.
Yeah, he's
So
had a little more runway, but he's also done as much with his TV time as anyone.
yep. And it was funny because I was like, he's gotta be hurt. And then all of a sudden he's fighting Charlie Dempsey next week. I'm like, all right, never mind. So
Yeah,
yeah.
he's gonna be beating Charlie Dempsey, you mean, next week.
Yes. Well, yeah, but it's like the rest of the show, I know we're skipping a bunch, but it's just like whatever, man.
Well, you
Well,
kind of mentioned the name because I mean, we've covered most of the main things, but you mentioned the Lizzie Rain. She had a title match against Tatum Paxley. I think that
yeah.
was one of the other bigger moments that we did
I
not
just don't
talk about.
understand. I don't understand bringing somebody in for 3 weeks and just have her lose. Like, why? I know she's a champion, but so don't do that.
We are definitely pro not losing
Yeah.
on this show when you're just introducing someone.
At least it's not the week of or week of a return, But then Zarya, okay, so Zarya wants to be on top of NXT, but she's going for the North American title. Make it make sense. Like,
That is not helping out either. On the main roster, you can get away with, hey, I want to go after the main person. I'm going after Becky Lynch, who has the secondary title. Like, you can at least have some type of internal logic
yeah.
there. And NXT is just like, no, Lola Vice is the established star, I would say, or one of the established stars that stayed in NXT after the recent call-ups. So
Yeah.
you really should be gunning for her and not the new woman in town, Tatum Paxley.
Yeah. I just don't get it. But especially because the main event scene is Lola Vice, Kendall Gray, Kalani Jordan, and Izzy Dane. Yes. So
Oh, yeah,
there's that.
Izzy did not really make an appearance. She did that backstage segment with Shawn Spears and Nico.
No, didn't she come out and talk, like interrupt Lola and all that?
Oh,
I
yeah,
think.
I guess she did do that part too.
But it
But she
really is
was
just like,
also
ugh.
backstage. She didn't do. I guess I was thinking about her attacking Lola last week, but she didn't do anything like that this
Yeah.
week.
But yeah, so it's just like, all right. It's just an odd choice. Like, Zarya gets rid of Sol Ruka, basically. And then she's going after the lower of the two titles. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I guess it's also the problem when you've had them all burn through the North American title. So it's like, all right, I guess you gotta get someone new for the North American title, even though Zarya defended it and lost, right? To Blake Monroe.
I
Fine with
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah, and I don't mind Tatum Paxley getting a couple of wins under her belt anyway, but
Oh no, not at all. But I still think the smart plan, the smart play, is her to go up, join Lyra and Bailey, but or just
all.
Lyra, because Lyra's kind of spinning her wheels with Bailey right now. But
They seem to not want to commit to them being a team, even though they keep on acting more and more like a team, and it's confusing.
yeah, so, but I mean that's I don't know I don't know.
Yeah, that was it for
Okay.
NXT. We
Yeah, I mean, I'm
can
not
move on to
disrespecting the women,
AEW.
but it's like whatever. It's okay. Oh. What
Well,
did
I
you
mean,
think of this AEW show?
it really stood out to me that and let me confirm that it was the second match of the night. Yes, second match of the night. We all know that we're in for 3 hours this week, and the second match of the night employs a cheese grater.
Yep.
I'm like, I still don't get this programming.
This episode was the best and worst of AEW. The cheese grater bullshit, like a hardcore match for no goddamn reason. But I know, like Ciampa, blah blah blah. Okay, but.
It was the, I guess if you want to, if you're into that thing, it was an enjoyable hardcore match.
Yes. Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Every week we've had a Darby Allin match for 4 weeks now that does even more extreme stuff. And it's like all of this loses its lu well, I guess not. But for me, it loses its luster. Like, oh, okay, here's I guess in a league with no rules anyways, who the hell cares? And it's like all right, well,
Oh my gosh.
we're gonna like
And
literally.
that seemed especially bad this week. The
Yeah.
referees seemed especially clueless this week. 'Cause I forget who came who did the dogs interfere on the behalf
That
of?
was in the beginning because they're part of the
Oh yeah,
Stadium Stampede. That was the beginning.
that was
Yeah.
the first matchup, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like what's her name was right there.
Aubrey
The
Edwards.
Aubrey Edwards, yeah. And he two of them come in and start like bouncing all over the ring and then attack the guy who is pretty much directly behind her. And then he ducks out of the ropes on the side that of the ring that she's on. And she didn't see anything. She didn't feel anything, from all the bouncing in the ring.
It's wrestling.
Yeah, I
You
know that
know,
there's some element of wrestling, but
after a
the
while.
way AEW presents it, I'm just like, oh man,
Well,
these guys would miss a tree falling through their house in a tornado.
on top of them. But I mean, but it really is like that's what I'm saying. This was like the best and worst of AEW. I mean, it just dumbass chicanery in the first one, dumbass hardcore wrestling. Like it's so old by now that like I don't even really watch the GCW stuff much because when they have wrestling matches, it's really fun to watch. And maybe it's a taste thing for me now. But when they get into the hardcore, I'm like, this is boring shit, man. Like, okay.
Yeah, I do not terribly enjoy it. It's one of those ones where I keep on going. People are like, oh yeah, Tommaso is so much better off being in AEW, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's on TV and wrestling. But he's not anyone important, so I don't know if how much better off he really is.
Yeah, I was reading a bunch of comments about the match, and like, oh my God, because he had a really passionate promo afterwards. I think it was online only, and
Oh, great.
he was talking. Yeah, exactly. He's talking about, you wanted this, you asked this, you want the psycho killer. Well, I'm gonna be the psycho killer, and I'm coming for everything. And I went, how about you start with a win? Let's start there. Like you won the TNT title, and then lost it, and you've been losing ever since. So, it's like wins
Yep.
and losses matter. And I know you don't always have to win to get over, but when you have a match like this every week with somebody different, they don't mean anything. Like, it just
Oh.
the cheese grater thing. I'm like, what are we doing? Especially, it was especially funny because Briscoe had already bladed. You could see his fingers are already red when he came out. You could see him like putting his hand down. So, but yeah, just
Yeah, I did not notice that detail in my viewing,
yeah.
but also, not surprising that they didn't really use the cheese grater on the man's forehead. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was definitely something that stood out to me in the bad kind of way. And I didn't even think about it. That interference was bad and weird. It's one of those. I thought back to you complaining about about modifying the rules for speed matches, thinking about them just going, "Oh yeah, we're just doing a seven-person stadium stampede match." Like, we're just doing away with the standard five so that we can go with just seven. And I'm like, okay. Like, this is still a weird grouping of people. You already have a group called the Conglomeration, so I can't call either of you conglomerations, but that's what those teams are.
It was such a frustrating show to watch because
And
I really wanted to hate the show because I thought the weird segment with them in Maine, which by the way, Portland, Maine looks gorgeous. They had the Bucks and Jericho out there. Like, what is Jericho's character? I'm just happy to be here. I don't understand. I don't understand what he is.
he hasn't had a character. Him coming back to AEW was, as much as I was advocating him not go to the WWE, I really don't know what this character does in AEW. Like, even less than, like, at least in WWE, you're like, oh, okay, he can have a couple high profile matches, pick a couple of final opponents, and ride on off into the sunset. He's pretty much wrestled everyone in AEW. So
And
it's just like, who do you ride off in the sunset against? So you have like one last match against a half retiring himself, Kenny Omega?
well, they've already done that. So, yeah, I don't know. But it's like, you had that stuff, right? And then Andrade obviously eats the pin because why he gets pinned, I don't know. Also,
No, they
what?
won the match.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That was a near fall. I'm sorry. No, you're right. You're right. Right.
Yeah, 'cause that's
Yeah,
why
I messed up.
the dogs interfered on behalf of Andrade.
I just like when that happens and they act like the rules matter. Like, I guess that's why I was so happy with Tekla the other week when she just purposely got disqualified because she knows this match doesn't matter, which was actually a big problem with the show outside of a few. Like, they tried to give stakes to Briscoe and Ciampa. Well, okay, it's a feud. Okay. That's it.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah, that's another one where I also was just sitting there going, they have won too many times, or they fought, these two have fought too many times already.
Yeah.
You know, that was the other reason why I started thinking, I'm like, why is this guy better off than he was in WWE? Like, as much as I m like Mark Briscoe, he's just going to be what he is.
Yeah,
You
it.
know, like, Mark's in a spot where he'll be on TV forever if he wants.
Yeah.
He's also never going to be the champion, and he's definitely not moving above what did he had the TNT ch yeah, because that's it. Ciampa beat him for the TNT championship. So I mean, like, that is his max ceiling. And it's just like, hey, yeah, I guess if you want to grind out that career, have fun. But I mean, again, I feel like that puts Ciampa, I guess because he's at least around the title contention, it's a little bit better than the WWE, but not
Well, I
by a
mean
lot.
he's having matches at least. Like he really wasn't in the on in the Fed, you know? Like
Yeah.
they I don't know. I don't want to turn this into a bash WWE, but you can see some of these guys go there and it's like, okay, like this is the better work. And they may not get the notoriety. Hopefully they're getting the same or close to the same pay, which is all that really matters in the end. But like Ciampa, I'm not on the train of like, oh my God, he is just all the, no. There's too many guys that do the same promos and the same things happen and it's over. So I'm not saying it's over for him, but this is as far as he's going. Like, there are no, like,
No.
well, in this company, yeah, there could be a world title match in your future. Why? Because you got one. But, and then, all right, so we had that. Then we had
Yeah.
the hardcore match, whatever they want to call it.
Yep.
And then what was after that? Was that Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly?
Swerve
Or Bandido?
promo.
Yeah, they have a brawl for God knows how long. No one comes to break it up.
No, it was kind of, yeah, they don't like to break up brawls in AEW as much as the
Well, they used
WWE, I
to.
would say.
So, long time ago, but I guess those guys are gone.
Yeah, so but I mean, I don't know. That was just kind of a moving it along kind of thing. Like, I had kind of forgotten that they were mad at each other, honestly, or that
Well, Swerve's mad at Bandito for some reason, and then attacked him. So Bandito's out for revenge.
Then next promo up, our good friend Willow Nightingale is officially on the shelf and putting
Yeah.
her TBS championship aside
That
because of
sucks.
this injury. So
From doing dumbass moves that no one ever remembered you did, and you didn't have to do it. It's like they gotta learn eventually. I mean, shit, even we'll get to it, but even like Darby Allin, I keep hearing about everyone's gonna remember this title run forever. No, we won't. Because it's the same shit every week. So it just blurs together. Outside of this week, which we'll get to. So.
Yeah. So yeah, sucks for Willow.
Yeah, it
She is
does. It does.
out. She's out of the Owen Hart Cup. No one named in replacing her. Honestly, she mentioned Mercedes Moné in her
Yeah.
promo, and that was one where I'm like, oh, I kind of forgot that she was on the roster here.
I guess she is. She's out busy promoting Grogu and the Mandalorian, I guess. So, which I'm probably not going to see. I've seen all the mixed reviews.
Yeah, I'm still gonna go see it. So,
It doesn't look like a movie. It just looks like a TV show still. So I'm like, do we? Whatever. I'm going to see He-Man, that's for sure. That thing looks fun.
yeah, it was never really a He-Man fan, so.
I watched the cartoon, and I guess that's what the movie's supposed to be like. They're supposed to make it like the cartoon. So I was like, okay. And they put both Ram Man and Fisto in the movie. So I really want to see what they do with the live action Fisto. It just sounds funny. And yes, everybody, that is a real character. And if you're wondering, what are you talking about? He has a giant fist. Next. All right, what's the next match?
Yeah, I couldn't remember if that was him or wasn't there a guy that you could flip his faces?
Yeah,
Or
Manny
is he
Faces.
was he
Man-E Faces, yes.
faces? Okay.
Oh, there was Triclops, who had the visor, and every eye was like a different. I was like, one was like an eye, one was like a red eye, so it was a laser, one was like an angry eye. The cocaine involved making the He-Man universe is so awesome. Stinkor, he actually smelled, the figure itself smelled like
Oh, wow. That's
Moss Man. That was a cool one. It actually felt like moss. So,
Yeah, you are definitely deeper into He-Man
oh
than I was,
yeah, I
for
didn't have
sure.
him. My friend Ian had all of them. That was his big collection. Mine was G.I. Joe. He had all the He-Mans. So, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of He-Man, Renee Paquette got to have not just one, but two awkward interviews with her husband on TV before and after his match this week.
They got to pretend they don't know
Holy.
each other.
Holy smokes. And then they record her asking him a question as he's doing push-ups, and then he doesn't really acknowledge her at all. And he just keeps on doing push-ups. I'm like, what is going on
Then he hurried up
here?
and does a bunch of half push-ups and he starts cutting a promo. That was a later one. Like, okay. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
so
because
goofy. I was like,
she
all
was
right.
just doing the ringside voiceover thing on his way into the ring for that match. And I'm just like, okay, this is also weird. Like, what is happening
Yes.
here?
But
But Jon Moxley goes the limit with our good buddy Kyle
I wanted to hate this
O'Reilly.
match. I thought it was pretty good. I was like, there's stakes involved. They're actually wrestling. So after the bullshit we've seen in the first hour, this comes up. And I'm like, maybe that's why I liked it so much. But I'm like, oh, this is going pretty well. Like I wasn't expecting that. Because, Kyle O'Reilly's a dork. But he didn't seem like one in the match. So I was like, oh,
When
okay.
he cuts out the all the BS that he usually carries with him, he is an enjoyable wrestler.
Yes. And it was nice to be reminded of that. Being dead serious. It was really nice to be reminded of that. And I didn't think Moxley was going to tap. As soon as they said 15 minutes had gone by, I was like, oh,
Oh.
this is going to distance. Okay. I
Yeah.
like that Moxley has an Achilles heel. Well, whatever.
Literally.
Yeah, literally in this case, but
Literally an Achilles heel.
yeah, but he's got the guy he can't beat. Like, okay. And then he damn near almost beat him again. So it's like, well, after the nonsense, this was a really nice palate cleanser. So
Oh.
yeah, I got nothing bad to
Yeah,
say about this.
it was a straightforward no nonsense match, really,
Yeah.
which is kind of wild.
And they
Does
kept it
not
relatively in the ring. They had some spots outside, like the
oh
stupid kicking each other thing. Mox is clearly taller. He's got the reach. And I like how they both are like hulked up and then closed on each other on the outside. And then pretty much after that it was all in the ring. So, which is becoming
yeah.
a pet peeve of mine with AEW too. I mean, Ciampa and Briscoe immediately went outside. Like, people pay tickets to look at the ring, not look at the TV because they can't see you for a bunch of mindless, meaningless violence. So, but anyways.
Is speaking of Renee Paquette and weird interviews, I really do not get what they're doing with Hikaru Shida and Chris Statlander. Baffled. Utterly baffled.
I don't get it at all. And
'Cause
especially
it's
like
we
you as a
were kind of moving towards a team, and now all of a sudden, she's just annoying the piss out of Statlander.
I guess talking like a game show host is why. Like, she'd have just sounded weird. Like, her English wasn't bad, don't get me wrong, but
Her voice sounded very put on.
yeah, which I guess is supposed to be disingenuous, but it's not how it's really coming
Yeah,
out.
it was a little bit disingenuous, but yeah, not really enough.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And it was just weird.
Yep. So that happened. Oh, and then we got the because Willow is out with injury, we ended up going from eight woman to one. Oh no, we went from a 10 woman to an 8 woman,
Yeah.
I believe, match. Because Tekla, Athena, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue took on Thunder Rosa, Mina Shirakawa, and the Brawling Birds, also known as Alex Awinza and Jamie Hayter.
Yeah, who apparently gets her ass grabbed every morning when Will Ospreay wakes up. I'm sure she appreciated that. Wake up, grab my wife's ass, get on my phone, and it's like, okay. So, but yeah, this match was meaningless too. It meant absolutely nothing because Julia Hart and them, they're not in like the four way. And I know like Athena's going to be, they had to put Athena on TV so everyone remembers who she is because she has a match on pay-per-view. Why? Because they have to fit 12 matches on a pay-per-view. That's why. So, yeah, like,
They gotta make that pay-per-view money worth it, sir.
yeah.
12 matches.
Now, I am curious about this one, but I don't know if I'm going to get it or not. Because I'm on my own this
Yeah.
weekend, and there's no indie
Oh.
wrestling. Like, everyone took the weekend off, you idiots! Like,
Yeah. Kind of a weird one to take off.
yeah. I mean, it's just Saturday night's main event, but even that doesn't stop them.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana. Like, that's
Yeah.
smaller than some of the cities that the Indies might have been in.
Yeah. So it's just like, okay. But anyways,
Last, not least, at least on the Dynamite block here, Darby Allin versus our good buddy Speedball Mike Bailey.
I know you guys can't see me, but I actually really like this match. I thought it was good. I couldn't believe it. I thought I was gonna hate the shit out of this match because I'm bored with Darby Allin trying to kill himself on TV. And they didn't do a whole lot of wackiness.
No.
Speedball kept his posing down to 10, so that was nice. Yes, I counted. Like they came out, Speedball did exactly what Darby was challenging him to do. And they just went full force to begin. And then it slowly just started turning into a regular match. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, just won me over. So,
Yeah.
but it's like, well, you know, I think I just like wrestling. I'm tired of the garbage. You
Yeah, it
know?
was another one where yeah, like you said, Darby Allin matches tend to have that element of garbage in them.
Yeah.
Just because he's doing stunts. And yeah, Speedball isn't really that kind of wrestler.
No, he's not. So.
Which, you know, for in this case ends up working out. Because yeah, I mean, you just end up with a good match instead of a non-technical schmoz that most of these Darby Allin matches turn into.
Yeah, which is why like I just got bored with the stuff. Like, all right. He keeps doing this, he's doing this, nothing works, and it's just like all right. But I mean, I liked it. So
Yeah.
I know they had the weird interference with MJF. Like he, I like the audacity that he'd rather have Darby lose than face him again. I guess it gets him out of the hair match, but he's willing to sacrifice everything for Speedball to be the AEW champion after he just went on like all those media rounds how AEW will be there forever while Mike Speedball Bailey's your AEW champion.
Yeah, I mean,
But
Kevin Knight was endorsing Mike Seaball Bailey as champion.
dude, you saw what I wrote in chat. I'm not gonna repeat it, but what the hell was that? And then,
It's a weird hyping up that
well,
is still weird.
that's, I mean, the sexual attention is off the charts. It's crazy. But then Kevin Knight comes out. Speedball is still out of it. He's like, Speedball, Speedball, Rowdy, man, get up, man. And he's just rolling. I just got my ass kicked, dude. Like, cut me a break. And he just wouldn't stop. And then he's like, you got to do it for us, Darby. You got, like, what do you give a shit for? If MJF wins, I mean, just go fight him again. Like, what are we doing? So, yeah, just stupid. I really hated the after the match thing. That was really, really stupid. So, and then whatever for the rest. Will Ospreay finally explained his actions. That was actually nice.
Yeah, and he seemed to keep things as far as the flippity-doo-dahs down to a minimum in his match against Shibata.
Yeah.
So I think I complained last week about him not changing his style enough, and I'm like, hey, okay, if they're gonna try to get me on the new and improved Will Ospreay here, we've definitely got to change something up. And move set's the easiest thing to change up.
Yeah, so they had I must have missed. It's gonna be Joe Ospreay at the pay-per-view. I mean, there are some good matches I actually do want to see on this show. I mean, I am very curious with our Darby Allin MJF. Because honestly, I think MJF should win. And all this should be a misnomer. Just because MJF always gets out of it. So, but
'Cause what, is it double or nothing?
Yeah. So, well, there's
Yeah, I was
that.
just gonna pull up the card here just to
There's not a lot, but the matches I do want to see, I do want to see.
it's yeah, legitimately a 12-match card right now.
Well, I was joking.
Yeah, not a joke. Pre-show matches, Divine Dominion versus
Don't care.
Zeta Steel
I don't
and
give a
Viva
fuck.
Van.
Don't care. No, I don't care. I know what you're going to
Even
say.
better
I
buddy,
don't care.
AJ Big Boom and Doom.
Is that guy? All right. This is how we're ending the show. Is that guy
I
and his dumb kid even worth it anymore? Like, are they still a thing? Because I know people burn through stuff, right? What do they call the Costco guy or something?
Costco guy.
AJ and Big Justice. Okay.
Yep.
So, oh, we're Costco guys, 2 year anniversary. So they said their 2 year anniversary on May 1st. And I'm very curious.
Wow, they've only been around for 2 years is a concept?
Yep. I can tell you why, but I have to tell you off the air. Because it's mean. It's really mean. So
Oh my gosh. Okay, so moving
they
on
actually
from
make songs. I hate this shit. I can't stand this. And I know I sound like one of those guys, but sometimes I am. This stuff is disgusting. Let's go to Costco. Well, first, you're free advertising for Costco. So right there, fuck you. Two, you're all overweight. You're like, hey, let's try the hot dog and the cookies and the non-diets. Like, okay. Like, it really is like you can be so goddamn talentless, which, by the way, people listening to this show, I understand who's saying it, but it's like, this is ridiculous. Fuck these guys. No one will say that. Fuck them. Well, they got a
Yeah.
huge TikTok following. So what? I
Well,
know it's
it was
marketing. I get it, but I don't have to
really out
like it.
of this one was really out of the blue for me.
He's on
Like,
every pre-show.
well, and that's what I'm just like, why is at least they've advertised some of these other ones on TV ahead of time. You just sent it to me in a calendar form or whatever it was. So I didn't even see this on TV or anything. Like, you didn't have a
No.
promo to try and even build up this 10 man. Yeah, they love the 10 man matches. And I honestly, this is another one, completely forgot that Shane Taylor was part of the AEW roster.
Well, no, he's part of Ring of Honor's roster. It's
Okay, sure.
Shane Taylor Promotions. Yes.
Nope. Yep,
The group that never wins.
I guess they're not on TV then. Um,
Yeah, they're not on TV, but somehow they're on the pre-show against a huge TikTok star. Boy, look out, your stars are rising. Ugh. And I know they're getting paid, so who
uh,
cares? It's all that
yeah,
matters.
good for them.
Yeah.
Death Riders versus the Ops.
That's such a misnomer. It's Hook and Shibata versus Garcia and Claudio?
No, it's
Or is it
supposed to be Claudio Garcia Yuta versus Bowens, Hook, and Shibata.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was six.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
N yeah, trios match because trios matches are important, Jeremy. I don't think anyone's been on TV. I know that they had this on TV this week. First match of the official card, at least according to Wikipedia. Kazuchika Okada versus Konosuke
I do want to see this match, actually.
Takeshita. Yes,
Yeah.
that should be a very good match. We've already kind of talked about a little bit FTR versus Cage and Cope
This could be good
in
as
an
long
I
as
Quit
Edge
match.
doesn't want to make it 45 minutes. He drags his shit out too much now.
Yep. I don't think they're going to go 45 minutes because we do still have the Stadium Stampede match with 14 people. Chris Jericho, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, Kenny Omega, Jack Perry, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson versus Ricochet, Bishop Khan, Toa Leona, Mark Davis, Andrade El Idolo, Clark Connors, and David Finlay, the Dogs. I felt like I was just talking for 10 minutes straight, just getting the names in this match out of my mouth.
Yeah. Where's Gabe Kidd, by the way? Is he hurt?
Yes, he is injured.
Oh, he is? Oh, I didn't
Yes.
know that. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yep.
I don't care about this
So,
match at all. Like,
nope.
it's all a bunch of guys. I don't care. Like, honestly,
Yes.
I don't care at
Yeah,
all.
as much as like you said, well, and I think you and I talked about the Will Ospreay, Dean Ambrose promo last week. How I like the setting. I'm with you. Like the Portland
Oh,
beach
yeah.
setting that they
Great advertisement.
chose there, but that doesn't make me care about the match just
No.
because you had a
Not in the least.
promo in a cool location.
And like showing tension between the Young Bucks and Jericho. Like, I appreciate you remembering history, but now all of a sudden you have a problem. So.
Well, and they had a problem for approximately 3 seconds, and then everything was
Yeah,
fine.
then they start
And they
cutting
were
jokes.
trying to come up with tag team names.
Yeah.
Tekla versus Hikaru Shida versus Jamie Hayter versus Chris Statlander.
I don't care at all about this one. This is
Yep.
a Tekla win. It should be at least.
Yeah, I kind of like everyone involved, but unfortunately. At least three out of the four have been poorly booked, so I don't care.
Yep.
Samoa Joe versus Will
I
Ospreay.
do want to see this one.
Yep, should be a good one. Bandido versus Swerve
I do
Strickland.
want to see this one.
Okay, and both of those, these, yeah, those are both Owen Hart Cup matches. Athena versus Mina Shirakawa, also the lone women's Owen Hart Cup match
I love
on.
Athena, but it's Mina does nothing for me. So.
Yeah, that's yeah, the Mina Shirakawa act has been a little rough without Mariah May. I will say that.
And Toni Storm, yeah.
And Toni Storm. Yeah, it's things have not gone well for her. John Moxley versus Kyle O'Reilly, already discussed.
But do we want to see it again 4 days later? Or was it 3 days, 4 days later? So we
Yeah,
just saw it
for
for
more
longer.
time.
It'd be great, honestly, if this was just one of those Moxley was like, the hell with this, and just went berserk and it went like 10 minutes, just to surprise everybody.
Hey, that would be kind of fun if something like that
Yeah.
happened. And then, yeah, already mentioned again, Darby Allin versus MJF. That is match
Yeah,
number 12.
I'm curious. I am very curious about this one. So,
Yes. Will someone that had his hair magically implanted in his head, in fact, shave it? We shall find out this Sunday. Bell time beer of the show, from Brew Kettle up in Cleveland, Ohio, or I believe it's Strongsville if you want to be specific. The
Oh, I just watched a
mango.
great do I watched a great documentary about Strongsville.
Okay, yeah. They have a mango White Raja. White Raja is their white India pale ale. It is infused with mango. And is A, the original is quite delicious. B, the mango version is also quite delicious. So, should one find themselves up there, they have delicious food and delicious beer. I fully recommend the horseradish sauce there. It is nose tingling in the best kind of way. So, there's that. Bell time beer from Matt DeFrank, 11. Hey, he is at Granny Mays. Brandon's at Snipe Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
That again.